right, you guys, we're in the car getting ready to smoke. Light the blunt.
Peanut butter thing, put that joint up here so I'm
gonna.
I put that motherfucker in my ear, that joint might be gone. That's just be annoying.
Why would it be gone?
I'd be losing the weed.
Oh.
You never lost a J and it'd be so irritating.
I have never lost a J.
What?
No. How can you even afford to lose a J? Like, how can you lose it? Like, where would it go? Like, why are you walking around with a rolled up J that you're not smoking yet? Explain that to me.
As soon as we already sparked.
As soon as I roll it, it's smoke. I'm scared of getting caught with the weeds. I got to get rid of it as soon as possible.
Nah, facts. That's definitely how you roll.
I do not play. I be thinking to myself, like, okay, this is the only illegal thing that I do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, am I even qualified? Like, am I really down for what comes with my weed smoking habits?
Man, is you. I always tell myself that if I get caught up with Constance, she gonna tell.
Oh, I'm glad you know. You ain't never supposed to do nothing illegal with me because I'm not riding for shit.
She's not.
I appreciate that people know, though. Because, like, I've had people hit me up off some, oh, can you run this scam for me? And I'm just like, this how I know I can't even run no scam with you, because you can't even see who's ready to run a scam or who ain't ready to run a scam. Like, you goofy. So I could never run a scam with you. But you telling, like, I know one time, well, let me not get that deep into it. I just appreciate you having common sense to know, all right, don't ask Constance to do stupid stuff. That's a good reputation I built for myself. I like that. My stomach is bubbling.
BGs, you sound like Vaughn.
What he his oh bubble guts. I'm like, what the fuck is BG? Yeah, my
every
stomach
time
is bubbling.
Before we used to light a J, if he watched this video, he'd be laughing right now. He'd be like, bro, I gotta go take a shit real fast. Do. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about, like, because I know we talk about how you have female friends, but, like, mm-hmm. how do you feel about women verbally announcing
they gotta take a shit?
Yeah.
If you was another Jonah, I'd be baiting off you, but since you Constance, you my man. You know, we y'all like that. You know what I'm saying?
So what is there to bid on?
That's not ladylike.
What is ladylike? How you going to tell me what ladylike is?
I can ask you the same thing. How y'all be trying to say what's been like? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the category that y'all in. You know, y'all female, we men. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you can't tell me about me, but you can tell me
just
about
like,
you.
Just like, no funny. It was ladylike for you to do what you just did before we turned on this camera.
Step outside the park.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if that's ladylike or if that's just cautious. I think my shit was gonna stink.
But I'm just saying, though, if you let the drone off in the car.
Does that make me any less of a woman?
Yes. Like, what are you doing?
I feel like women deserve some freedom to be free.
Yeah, you better do that around your lady friends.
But if you had to fart, would you fart and announce? Like, would you step out or would you fart?
You tell me, what would I do? You know me.
You fart.
Okay.
I don't think there's a problem with that. Certain things like farting, unless you know that shit gonna stink. I don't know if you really got to excuse yourself. Like, you can fart, then excuse yourself.
So, I ain't going to lie. My question is, if you went to jail.
God forbid.
God forbid you going to jail. If you went to jail, do you think it's okay to first fart in your cell with a celly?
Oh, can't. What else you going to do? You have to.
You do, but it's like a sir. It's a sir way how you grow. Staying you got to
like,
step off.
I was staying in like, well, step off to what? Y'all in a little 4x4. Where are you going to go?
Back on the corner.
Don't you poop right there with them?
Yeah, but you gotta put up a sheet.
But they still hear, ugh.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Niggas courtesy flushing and all that. It's like big respect in that joint.
I'm crying. That's another reason I couldn't do no jail, because I would be somebody's bitch, I'm sure.
Oh my God.
Soon as they say, Constance, pick this up. Yes, ma'am. Sure will. No questions asked. Please do not slice my face.
Oh my gosh.
What's your favorite Chief Keef song? Actually, don't even answer that. You know what? Everybody be talking about, you know, Finito. That's like a crowd favorite with Chief Keef. But to be 100% honest, I really think that Earned It is better than
Finito.
What do you think?
That's tough.
What do y'all think?
I ain't gonna lie. Let us know in the comments what y'all think. But right now, Earned It, I ain't gonna lie. If Nah, I ain't
that
gonna
bitch
lie.
Call me on the phone, she ain't want shit.
Nah, yeah,
tell that bitch don't call that with all that nonsense.
Cause that motherfucking that Earned
better.
It. That Jones said
it's better.
Did the beat go off? Hey.
I love it then, like,
he go off, bang.
I heard
he do that sneaky talk, huh? I heard he was a sneaky though.
But I feel like Earned It was supposed to be Finito.
Real niggas know Earned It at the top.
When LimeWire came out,
I don't know what the fuck that is.
You don't know what LimeWire is?
No.
How was you getting your music?
What music?
Back in the day?
I wasn't listening to music back in the day until like MP3 players came out.
Yes. That's when LimeWire came out. It was the site to rip the music. So where were you getting your MP3 music from?
Oh, I was locked in. My man Thumbhead was locking me in.
He was probably on LimeWire.
He was giving me all the music, all the go-go, you feel me?
He was probably on LimeWire.
Now that I think about it, I don't know where he was getting the money on the music from.
It don't matter. That's where he was getting it from, LimeWire. What's your favorite, like, you have a white song that you like? Like a white people song. I used to love white people music.
I don't think I got one right now. Linkin Park.
Yeah. Yes, I know Linkin Park. Do they still make music? I haven't heard that name in a while, but Linkin Park, I daily used to listen to them. Linkin Park, One Republic, Avril Lavigne, Paramore.
That's why I said Linkin Park.
Fall Out Boy. I was hitting them white people music back then. It was on point.
I don't know how y'all listen to that bitch Doja Cat. She's crazy.
I don't actively listen to Doja Cat, but you know, I like songs that I hear of her, and I think she is a really good artist. Like, I think, yeah, I definitely think she's a good artist.
Weird shit. Weird.
A lot of them be doing weird shit. Live your life, I guess.
You should have lived your life.
Because, was that the end of the J?
That's the end of the J.
It's always so sad to see the J go.
Man, I'm telling you. It's gone. It's in the air.
Oh, wow.
Good session where we had it, where
for
I lasted.
Sure, definitely. All right, y'all.